Well, hi, this is Stuart Crank performing a podcast for all the benefit listeners out there. Just today I thought I'd take the opportunity to give you a quick audio tour, a little guide if you will, to the backstage area of the Larry. In particular, taking a look at the Digit Office desk. Now, we operate from a small little room in the basement of the Larry. I'm just stepping inside now. When you come in, imagine there's probably some pictures up on Flickr or Twitter, you can probably have a look at those, but you step in and it is immediately like looking at a madman's cell. There are a number of quite numerous post-it notes just sprayed across every single imaginable surface. They are all useful, I will point out, they're not just randomly covered in people's blood or anything sinister like that, but each sort of strand, if you will, because everything's organised into strands or like flow charts of different post-it notes that have been pasted onto the walls of the room here. So yeah, we've got how do we communicate with our audience, who should we be marketing the festival to, and what info do we want to put on the websites, and how can we maximise exposure for the Digit Festival as a whole? All pretty decent questions that need answering for relatively quickly. As you all know, the site does go up on the 11th of May, which gives us very little time. So yeah, obviously, looking around, there's also our workbenches, which are relatively small. There's enough room for four of us in here at a time, which is good, because the way the Digit staff and the volunteers operate, we work on a sort of rota system where there's only like four of us in on any certain day, which is quite good in a way, because then that allows a lot of flexibility. Of course, the communication therefore has to be top-notch, because obviously we have two people paired up on each individual role. So if one's in during the week, say, and the other one's in at the weekend, obviously they need to collaborate, and the only way they can do that is through good communication. So yeah, moving around. It's a very nice little office. Let's have a look in the drawer here. Ah, full of files, full of people's things and important stuff that we need not touch. Oh, that's my jacket. That is actually quite useful. And an inadvertent, well done trip to me for getting down here. Anyway, press the door to get out. Obviously, you can't just open the door. There's a magnetic lock on the thing. Security is very big here at the Larry. Thought we all got issue with these little key cards, as it were, that allow us to get into places that normal people can't, which is always quite fun. So being down here in the basement, it's quite quiet. No one ever bothers you, really. It's quite nice. It reminds me of a lot of being in a nuclear bunker, in a way. There's a lot of exposed kind of piping, wiring. It's not so much dim lighting, thanks to the nice, good lighting. It's not as if it's like red flashing lights everywhere, but it's all... It's perfectly fine. That's what I expected, to be perfectly honest. Just getting in the lift now. As you can hear. This audio log's probably dragging along now, so I'm going to say goodbye. Hope you enjoyed that little snippet of information. Hope it wasn't too dull. And I promise I'll get better at these as the weeks go on. Thank you very much for listening. Keep yourself posted.